what's going on. I'm just going to be talking about life, a little bit about life. You know, I've been learning a lot of stuff about life. I've been just kind of observing myself and studying for myself and, you know, doing things that's going to improve myself. And one of the things that I've been learning, and right now I'm going to cook. It's 12:33 at night right now, midnight. I'm going to make something to eat for tomorrow. But what I learned about life is that, like, you got to take care of the little things first. I know that it sounds weird or me saying that. How do you open this? It sounds weird or saying that, but, like, what I learned is that when I used to live with my mom, my mom, you know, growing up and stuff like that, you know, as a child and stuff, my mom would, you know, she'll do a few things for us and here and there and whatnot, right? But as you grow older, your mom starts, your parents, they start, you know, like, telling you, like, you need to do this for yourself now. Like, I can't be there all the time for you. You're grown, you know, you're a grown man, woman, whatever. And, you know, your mom's not going to be there for you all the time. You know, she's not going to do the dishes for you. She's not going to do the laundry for you. She's not going to do, she's not going to clean your room for you. You know, she's not going to do anything for you after a while. Like, you're going to be grown and you're going to need to do that for yourself. And what I learned is that, I learned about life is that I said to myself, I need to get out of this place. I need to get out of this home. I need to get out of this house. You know, I was living with my mom. And then I was living with my girl too for a while, because that's a long story. You know, my mom kicked me out. I was forced out. You know, I wasn't like, oh yeah, here, you know, do this, and you know, whenever you're ready you can leave. Nah, my mom was like, at 18 she was like, it's time for you to start your life. It's time for you to start living like an adult. You're an adult now, you know. Not gonna be here for you all the time. You know, if something happens to me, like, you gotta take care of yourself. And I always thought, like, she was like just hating and stuff, you know, and I didn't care what she said or how she said it. I just thought she was hating, you know, like, and she had something against us and whatever, you know, for still being there with her. But I grew a little older, I started realizing that she was preparing us and she was teaching us a lesson about life, and that at the end of the day, you know, you have to take care of yourself and you got to provide for yourself and you got to be independent, because at the end of the day, no one's going to be there for you. No one's going to hold your hand and do stuff for you no more. You know, it's very hard to do it, to have someone there to do stuff for you as an adult, because there's nobody there that's going to do that for you. You know, you either got to be rich, you either got to pay the person to do stuff for you, or you got to, you know, or you got to have them pay you back and service like that. But that doesn't, you see, it doesn't make sense for you to have that mindset your whole life, because, you know, you're never going to go nowhere. So I said to myself, like, if I want to leave this house, I got to start learning how to do my own dishes, how to wash my own dishes, how to do my own laundry, how to clean my own room, you know, how to make my own bed, how to, you know, make my own food, cook, clean, stuff like that. I had to learn how to do that, because if I didn't, how am I going to be prepared for the real life? How am I going to be prepared for the real life? You know, how am I going to be prepared for a family? How am I going to, you know, how am I going to be a dad? Like, if you don't know those stuff, if you can't take care of those little things like that, it's going to be very hard for you to live life, you know. Trust me, you're going to be beyond stressed because your dishes are packed, or beyond stressed because your laundry is full, you know. And because, you know, you don't know what to do, and then you're gonna be beyond stressed because, you know, your job is like mess, you know, you're too stressed from your job, or you've been too busy, or you've been working too much and you're tired and all that stuff. And, like, you know, little things like that, like, will affect you, you know, and it will ruin you, and it will break you. And I, like I said, I come to learn that, you know, little things like that we have to take care of, you know. Right now, I started from before, actually. I started from, you know, living with my mom. And you know, jumping around house to house and living in my car and living with friends and stuff like that. And then living with my girl's parents, you know. And it was just so dreadful, you know. And I was stressed because I was like, fuck, when am I going to have my own life? When am I going to have my own house? When am I going to be able to, you know, do what I want to do? Well, it was because I didn't take care of the things that I needed to take care of, you know, like get a job. You know, I thought getting a job at first, 9 to 5, was like, fuck no, I hate working for people and stuff like that. Now I have the mindset of like, anybody who doesn't have a job, go get a 9 to 5 real quick, make some money, sacrifice 3 months to make, like right now, there's jobs right now that are paying, you know, $600 to $1,000 warehouse labor, you know, stuff like that. Like, but you gotta sacrifice that, break your back for 3 months, make, you know, $5,000-$10,000 in 3 months or 6 months, and then boom, do what you gotta do. I mean, if you have that mindset, there was this one saying that one of my business partners, Manny Ramirez, he said, something about a broke mind will lose the opportunity, but a smart mind will just wait for the opportunity. Oh, hold on. Okay, there's two people who are broke. One who's broke in the mind, and one who's broke in person, but smart in the mind. Now, the one who's smart in the mind just waits for the opportunity. He waits, not only waits, but goes and gets it, you know, and like, you know, and if you're smart and you want to make it out of whatever the hell you're struggling, or shit, I mean, maybe you're not even struggling, but you're listening to this, but you want to take the next step and you want to improve, well, you gotta make that sacrifice, and you gotta handle those little things, you know, and like, if you need more money, go ahead, do this for this amount of time and make that money and then get the fuck out, you know, or so on. But, you know, that's what I learned about life, you know, like right now I'm standing in my kitchen, you know, I'm about to make some food at night. I couldn't do that when I was younger, you know. My mom would be, get out of the kitchen, it's late, you're making too much noise. Wash your dishes, la, 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 la. Like, it was so stressful. It was hard to get out of that place, you know. It was hard to do stuff because I was always being told, you know. And I said to myself, like, it's time to change, and it's time for you to change.